Power FM Breakfast with Nix.
Hey Renee, how you going?
I'm good.
How you feeling? Sad to see you eliminated.
Yeah, I'm feeling okay. It is sad and I obviously went in to win, but I'm absolutely okay going out on that one. I think that was pretty hard, so I feel all right about it.
You were certainly an extremely strong contestant throughout the challenge. That last challenge you had to go through, that elimination round, talk us through it. I mean, you guys got no tasting, no look at it, nothing. You had to go off a review. How was that?
Initially, I didn't think it was going to be that hard because I thought, you know, I've had a pretty strong law background and I'm used to kind of going through things and working stuff out. So I thought, oh, this might give me an edge because, you know, I'll just do it methodically and write everything down and draw diagrams. And I think I had the concept of the elements worked out, but then plating it and making them look how he did, and that ganache obviously threw me really badly. So I think I really underestimated the challenge, and when it came down to actually doing it, I was a little bit bummed out because it wasn't as easy as I thought. It was really hard.
It looked so complicated. I honestly would have taken one look and run out the door.
Close, trust me.
Would have been.
There was moments I had to look at the floor and go, just don't, just stay here.
What have been some of the most enjoyable moments of your time in MasterChef?
I think, like, on the show, definitely doing the service with Marco Pierre White was a huge highlight for me, just because I was team captain, and we won that challenge, and just having Marco tell me that I did a good job is huge for your confidence, and it makes you feel really good. You know, mystery boxes for me, I got the joke of being mystery box queen because I would always get tasted in those. And although I didn't really win them that often, I think I had the most tastings, which for me was just kind of a good thing because that's something that I like, that style of cooking. So for me, it was good to be able to show that I was good at it.
How do you feel? What are sort of the biggest things that you've learnt through going through the MasterChef process?
With cooking-wise, I think I learnt that less is more in a lot of aspects, so don't muck around with the produce too much, don't be too fancy. I mean, that there are cooks that do gels and foams and stuff, but there's just as many chefs that believe in the old school ways, and it's kind of taught me to be a little bit more confident in the fact that I do cook a bit old school, but I can be a little bit more inventive with the way that I do that, and I have a lot more skill than I thought I did.
It's certainly, we've seen you grow a lot as a chef. What about the experience of MasterChef as a whole? I mean, it's so challenging, it's so demanding.
It is. It was something that I guess I haven't found too hard, but then there's moments where I'm, you know, sitting or whatever and reflecting on it by accident, or I'll think about something, and especially, you know, meeting people that you've shared something so cool with, and they're people that I would never have met in the outside world, but now they're people that, you know, I speak to every week and I kind of have this really close connection to, and that's brilliant for me. It's just really given me a different outlook on everything, and I feel like I have the capability now to work towards things that I want to do a lot more, and it's given me the confidence. So it's really helped me in my personal life as well, and grow up and be a little bit more, I guess, focused on things.
A huge life experience. You are all, of course, in a big house together. Was there anyone who had some really annoying house habits?
I think not so much. We all kind of got annoyed by each other at certain times and that sort of thing. Nothing that dramatic. I shared in a room with Jamie, Ben and Sean. Mm-hmm. And, you know, me being the only girl in the room, I'd try and clean it up, and I had like a essential oil spray that I'd spray every now and then, and I think that probably annoyed them more than anything. So I was probably annoying one. I didn't get annoyed by other people, but I know the boys would walk in and be like, oh my God, have you sprayed that spray again? And they hated it.
Did you just go, because it's so smelly in here because you're boys?
Well, it's called chakra spray, but it's more just like an incense-y smell, and that's just what my house smells like. So I was like, well, I'm spraying it everywhere.
Sounds good.
And then I started spraying rose water on my sheets and stuff, and I think they just were like, let's just not do this. But I didn't stop, and then sometimes I'd just spray it on their beds just for fun.
Just annoy them that little bit more. Renee, out of all of the judges, which one was the most sort of inspirational for you and the most helpful?
Yeah, this is a hard question because they're all very different in the inspiration that they do give you. So I think, you know, Gary really sees this as the first step of our careers, and he mentors you as such. So he will, every time he speaks to you, he tries to improve you from having a career in food way, whereas George has that hands-on experience that he's doing this all the time, you know, so he will really help you in ways that will help you with service or restaurants and that sort of stuff. And then again, Matt understands flavours, and Matt's, I guess, the one that will come over and encourage you if you've done something wrong and explain to you what you could have done which would have made the flavours work better. So I couldn't choose one judge that I felt helped me the most. I think that they all had this massive role to play in how I grew.
What about some of the amazing chefs you've had the opportunity to work with alongside in the MasterChef competition? One in particular that you were just absolutely awe-inspired by?
I definitely loved working with Marco. His style of food's not really my style of food, but just the way that he runs the kitchen and the way that he's so focused and expects so much from you, that was really great. But, you know, working with Curtis was fun. Him and I had a few little jokes and stuff through the cook, and he was just a really, really, really nice guy.
Well, Renee, we are sad to see you leave the kitchen. What's up for you now?
So I'm working on my own business still, and I'm doing PR and branding for a couple of cafes and restaurants in Sydney.
Okay.
And then I'm going to get on to getting this charity in Redfern open for the kids to do cooking after school and that sort of thing, just once, obviously, all the council approval and all that stuff goes ahead.
Brilliant, Renee. Well, good luck with everything. We hope you get all of that up and running, and sad to see you leave the MasterChef kitchen.
Thank you.
Have a great day, Renee. Thanks so much.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.